Have you ever looked at the price tag on a panel mount ADS-B and receiver and thought, there has to be another way? I'm Vector on Clear Direct Radio Hanger, and today we are tearing apart the most interesting piece of avionics you can build on your kitchen table for about $100. I'm talking about Stratux, S-T-R-A-T-U-X. It is an open-source do-it-yourself ADS-B and receiver built around a Raspberry Pi single-board computer, a couple of software-defined radio dongles, and a WAS GPS module. You assemble it yourself. You flash the software yourself. And when you power it up on the glare shield of your Cessna 172 or your Piper Cherokee, it feeds weather radar, METARs, TFRs, and traffic targets directly to 4Flight, Garmin Pilot, iFly, Q, or just about any electronic flight bag running on your iPad or Android tablet. And it works. Surprisingly, almost shockingly well. This segment is supported by AviationSold.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's break this down to understand why Stratux matters. You need to understand how ADS-B weather and traffic actually reaches your cockpit. The FAA operates a network of ground stations across the country as part of the Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast System. Those stations receive position reports from aircraft, equipped with ADS-B out transponders. They also uplink a product called FISB, which stands for Flight Information Services Broadcast. FISB carries NEXRAD radar imagery, METARs, TAFs, winds aloft, PIREPs, NOTAMs, and TFRs. All of that gets broadcast on the 978 megahertz frequency, what we call the UAT band, for universal access transceiver. Here's what most people miss: that data is free. The FAA is broadcasting it right now, everywhere, to anyone with a receiver tuned to the right frequency. You don't need a subscription. You don't need a monthly fee. You just need hardware that can listen on 978 megahertz and decode the signal. The commercial market figured this out years ago. Aperio sells the Stratus series. Garmin offers the GDL50 and the GDL52. 4Flight branded its own Sentry and Sentry Plus. These are polished, well-engineered products that sit on your glare shield, connect to your tablet over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, and deliver weather and traffic in a clean, reliable package. They cost anywhere from $500 to about $1,000, depending on the model and features. Stratux does the same fundamental job for roughly one-fifth the price, and it does it with hardware you can buy from any electronic supplier. The core of the build is a Raspberry Pi. Most builders use a Pi 3B Plus or a Pi 4, though the community has tested on several variants. You add two RTL SDR dongles. Those are tiny USB software-defined radio receivers originally designed for watching European digital TV. One is tuned to 978 MHz for UAT traffic and FISB weather. The other is tuned to 1090 MHz for mode S and ADS-B out, signals on the extended squitter frequency. You connect a WAS-capable GPS receiver, usually a VK162 module on a USB cable or a GlobalSat unit. You put the whole thing in a 3D printed case or a simple plastic project box, flash the Stratux disk image onto a micro SD card, and power it up with a USB battery pack or a cigarette lighter adapter. The software is where the magic really lives. The Stratux project started around 2015, built by a developer named Christopher Young, and it grew into a genuine open-source community effort hosted on GitHub. The codebase handles signal demodulation, message parsing, GPS position processing, and GDL90 protocol output. That last part is critical. GDL90 is Garmin's standard protocol for feeding ADS-B data to electronic flight bags. Because Stratux speaks GDL90 natively, it is recognized by 4Flight, Garmin Pilot, and most other apps as if it were a commercial receiver. You connect your iPad to the Stratux Wi-Fi network, open your app, and weather and traffic just appear. The data tells an interesting story when you compare what you actually get. On the weather side, Stratux delivers the same NEXRAD radar mosaic that a Stratus or a Sentry delivers. Same data, same source, same latency. FISB radar imagery is updated roughly every 5 minutes for the regional composite and every 15 minutes for the national picture. That latency is a property of the broadcast, not the receiver. A $1,000 Sentry Plus is getting the same 5-minute-old radar picture as a $100 Stratux. The METARs, TAFs, winds aloft, and TFRs arrive at the same cadence, too, because they all come from the same FISB uplink. Traffic is where it gets more nuanced. Stratux with two SDR dongles receives both UAT traffic on 978 and 1090 MHz extended squitter traffic. It will show you ADS-B out-equipped aircraft on both frequencies. It will also display TISB targets, that is Traffic Information Services broadcast, where the ground network synthesizes radar data and rebroadcasts it as traffic targets to ADS-B-equipped aircraft. But here is an important limitation. TISB is only generated in response to an ADS-B out signal. If your airplane does not have ADS-B out, the ground station does not know you are there, and it will not generate TISB traffic for your receiver. You will still see aircraft broadcasting ADS-B out directly, but you will have gaps in your traffic picture. This is not a Stratux limitation. This is how the FAA system works. The same limitation applies to a Stratus or a Sentry that is not paired with an ADS-B out transponder. Now, the commercial receivers have added features that Stratux does not match out of the box. The Sentry Plus has a built-in AHRS module, that is an attitude and heading reference system. It gives you a synthetic backup attitude indicator on your iPad, pitch and roll data derived from accelerometers and gyroscopes inside the receiver. That is a genuinely valuable safety feature, especially for VFR pilots who might stumble into instrument conditions. Stratux supports AHRS too, but through an add-on board, typically a BMP-280 or an MPU-9-250 inertial measurement unit, soldered or plugged into the Raspberry Pi. The community has put real work into the AHRS algorithms, and it works, but it requires calibration. It is sensitive to placement, and it does not carry any level of certification or formal testing. If you are relying on an AHRS for an emergency unusual attitude recovery, the engineering rigor behind the commercial units matters. The Stratus 3 added a carbon monoxide sensor. The Lightspeed Delta Zulu headset did the same thing. Stratux does not detect CO. The Sentry Plus has a built-in pressure altitude encoder for improved traffic accuracy. Stratux uses GPS altitude, which is less precise for traffic deconfliction. These are real differences, and they matter in certain scenarios. Build quality and reliability is the other honest conversation we need to have. A commercial ADS-B receiver is a finished product. It has been designed, tested, thermally managed, and packaged to work reliably in a cockpit environment. Heat is a real concern. A Raspberry Pi sitting on a glare shield in direct sunlight on a July afternoon in Texas can thermal throttle. Some builders add small heat sinks or fans. Others use aluminum cases that act as passive heat sinks. But you are managing this yourself. If a solder joint on your SDR dongle fails, if the SD card corrupts, if the GPS module loses lock because you routed the antenna cable too close to the radio dongles, you are your own tech support. And I want to be clear about one thing. Stratux is not certified avionics. It is not TSO'd. It carries no FAA approval whatsoever. You cannot use it to meet any regulatory requirement. It is advisory information only, exactly the same legal status as a commercial portable receiver like the Stratus or Sentry, but without the engineering validation and quality assurance that comes with a product liability chain. For VFR situational awareness, that is perfectly fine. You are supplementing your decision-making with data that you would not otherwise have. That is a net safety gain, regardless of whether the box cost $100 or $1,000. Here's what most people miss about why Stratux really matters. It is not just a cheap gadget for pilots who do not want to spend money. It is an existence proof. It proved that the hardware required to receive and decode ADS-B data is commodity electronics. It proved that open-source software written by volunteers can implement complex aviation protocols reliably. And it put competitive pressure on the entire portable ADS-B receiver market. When Stratux started gaining traction in 2015 and 2016, the cheapest commercial option was well over $500. Today, you can find the Garmin GDL50 for around $400. Prices came down across the board. The commercial manufacturers had to justify their price premium with genuinely better features like integrated AHRs, carbon monoxide detection, and superior industrial design. That is healthy competition. That is exactly what general aviation needs. The community around Stratux is worth talking about too. The GitHub repository has had contributions from dozens of developers. There are forums, Reddit threads, build guides, and YouTube walkthroughs. People have adapted the platform to work with different GPS receivers, different SDR chipsets, and different EFB apps. Some builders have added dual band antennas. Others have integrated cellular modems for ground-based weather before takeoff. There is a version that runs on the smaller Raspberry Pi Zero for an even more compact form factor. The whole project is a living example of what happens when pilots who also happen to be engineers decide that a $1,000 problem has a $100 solution. Now, should you build one? That depends on who you are. If you're a pilot who enjoys tinkering, who wants to understand exactly how ADS-B data flows from a ground station to your moving map, and who is comfortable being your own quality assurance department, Stratux is a fantastic project. You will learn more about how the ADS-B system works by building one than you will by buying a commercial unit and plugging it in. If you want something that works reliably every single flight with zero maintenance, buy a Sentry or a Stratus. The engineering and support are worth the premium. If you fly professionally or for hire, stick with commercial products for the liability protection alone. The bigger picture here is about the gap between certified and uncertified avionics and how products like Stratux are slowly narrowing it from the outside. The FAA's recent work on the Mosaic rulemaking, the growing acceptance of ASTM standards for light sport aircraft avionics, and the sheer market pressure from affordable uncertified products are all pushing the industry toward a world where good avionics do not have to cost 10 times what they should. Stratux did not cause that shift by itself, but it was one of the early sparks that proved the Emperor's price tag had no clothes. A $100 Raspberry Pi, two $5 radio dongles, a GPS module, and some free software. That is all it takes to put Nexrad weather, METARs, TFRs, and traffic targets on the iPad sitting on your kneeboard. The data is the same data the FAA broadcasts to everyone. The protocol is the same protocol the commercial receivers use. The difference is that a global community of pilot engineers decided that access to safety information should not be gated by a markup. Much of the technical detail in today's segment comes from the Stratux project documentation on GitHub, the FAA's ADS-BF ISB technical specifications, and product comparisons published by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. If you want to dig deeper, RadioHangar.com has links. Fly safe, build smart, and keep questioning every price tag. I'm Vector. See you next time.